Okay. All right. Good afternoon. First, I'm happy to say that when I submitted this abstract, I called it a proposed occupational health supplement to the National Health Interview Survey, and now I've been able to change the title to a planned occupational health supplement because we have been able to find some funding since then, which I'll talk about as we go. Okay. No disclosures. So as many of you know, there are many sources of national occupational health surveillance that can fall into different categories, starting with the Bureau of Labor Statistics data sources, the annual survey or the Survey of Occupational Injuries and Illnesses. NCHS sources can also be used to look at occupational health, and these include the National Health Interview Survey, which I'm going to talk about, and the NHANES is another one that collects some data on occupational health. There are state-based data sources like workers' comp and vital statistics, which is the source for NIOSH's program on the National Occupational Mortality Statistics or surveillance. There are also industry-specific data sources, such as the National Agricultural Workers Survey, which NIOSH has sponsored supplements to. And I'm sure there are a lot of other sources, too. So what we kind of consider the gold standard for keeping track of the magnitude of the occupational illnesses and injuries is the BLS annual survey, or the Survey of Occupational Injuries and Illnesses. But there are some limitations to this. And the first big difference between this and the NCHS source, the National Health Interview Survey that we'll talk about, is that the BLS survey is establishment-based. So the data comes from the establishments and not from the people themselves that are ill or injured. And some studies have estimated up to 200% underreporting. Some of the reasons for underreporting to the BLS annual survey include confusion over what is reportable, reporting noncompliance, economic disincentives to report, poor coverage of small firms, and about 20% of the workforce is not covered, such as self-employed workers, workers on small farms, and some government workers, although there has been some progress made towards that. So the other problem is that details are only collected for cases with days away from work. And these details include race and ethnicity. So we don't have race and ethnicity on all cases. And we don't have characteristics of musculoskeletal disorders, very common cause of workplace illness and injury, unless there are days away from work. And this is just another illustration of that and how it's changed over time, too. Sorry, there are a lot of colors, and it's probably kind of hard to read the slide. But these are trends in the reports in the BLS annual survey over time. And what I really wanted to point out is that up until this change around 2001, the biggest part of the bar is that light yellowish-white color, and that is disorders associated with repeated trauma, which includes your musculoskeletal disorders, your back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome. And then when things changed in 2001, the biggest part of the bar became the pink part, which is all other occupational illnesses, because the repeated trauma disorders were no longer broken out separately. So that's something that has been talked about at some of the other sessions as one of the limitations to the BLS data. And then another way of looking at things are these filters to reporting occupational injuries and illnesses to BLS that have been described by Lenore Azaroff and others, and I borrowed and adapted this slide from Gordon Smith. And there are several steps that have to occur before an illness or injury is reported on the OSHA log and then captured by BLS. So up at the top, the worker has to perceive that he or she is injured or sick. The worker has to perceive the work-relatedness of this injury or illness. The worker has to perceive the desirability of reporting the injury or illness to the supervisor. Then it's in the supervisor's hand. The supervisor perceives that the worker has a legitimate work-related problem. Supervisor allows worker to take full day away from work, or worker seeks and reports treatment. And only after all of those are met does the supervisor log the injury according to the OSHA requirements, and then is captured by BLS if that log is sampled by BLS. So by looking at population-based sources of data, like the National Center for Health Statistics surveys, like the NHIS, we can get rid of those lower steps, and all we need is the first two steps. The worker perceives that he or she is injured or sick, and then the worker perceives the work-relatedness of the injury or illness, and then the worker will report it to the person doing the interview, doing the survey. So a little bit about the background of the National Health Interview Survey. It's conducted annually by the National Center for Health Statistics in collaboration with the Census Bureau since 1957. So they just celebrated their 50th anniversary, so it's been going on for quite a while. The target population is the U.S. civilian non-institutionalized population. They do a representative sample of households selected using a multi-stage cluster sample design. Then they collect some data on the households, they collect some data on the families within the households, and then they choose a sample child and a sample adult from these families and collect more detailed data about health conditions and injury and industry and occupation is something that they collect as part of the demographics already on the sample adults. The interview consists of core questions, basically unchanged from year to year, that include some of the socio-demographics, including industry and occupation, and supplemental questions, which change from year to year and address current issues of national importance. And this is what groups such as NIOSH and other interested groups can co-sponsor each year. So they have about 20 minutes available each year for supplemental questions. And if somebody comes with a good proposal and some money, then they will consider doing the supplement on this topic. So an occupational health supplement to the NHIS was done in 1988. So it's been about 20 years, so we thought it would be a good time to do another one. So now they're scheduled to be a repeated modified version in 2010. So it's not going to be as long as the 1988 supplement because of the funding. It's going to be administered to all sample adults who are employed or have been employed in the past year, which will be a sample size of approximately 20,000. And the sample will be representative of the industry and occupation distribution of the U.S. workforce. So in looking at the recent NHIS sample adults, we predict that there will be a relatively large representative sample of 7 of the 8 NORA industry sectors, which will be every sector except mining. And those will be according to their size or proportion in the general population. So the largest sample will be services. So the 1988 Occupational Health Supplement, there are at least 20 publications based on that. And some of the data that was useful for publications has to do with back pain, hand discomfort, dermatitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, and then some other things like exposure to environmental tobacco smoke and occupational injury. So just one of the changes that's happened between 1988 and now that makes us want to get some new data on what's going on is the distribution of the workforce by industry sector. So the pink or purple on the left, it was the largest section in 1988, that's services, but it's become considerably even larger in 2007. And the blue section, it's kind of aqua looking there, is the manufacturing, and it's become smaller. So that changes some of the exposures that we're interested in and that we want to find out some information about. So goals of the new NHIS Occupational Health Supplement are to update the estimates and the magnitude of occupational illnesses and injuries and get a population-based estimate to compare to the BLS estimates, examine changes and assess the effectiveness of interventions since 1988, explore occupational health topics not previously addressed, and collect occupational data to analyze in association with health conditions in the NHIS core questionnaire. Because the core questionnaire includes questions to get at the prevalence of a lot of common health conditions, such as heart disease, diabetes, mental health problems. And so if we just ask some questions about organization of work and workplace exposures, then we'll be able to use the information that's already collected on the health outcomes and look for associations. So an outline of the proposed content for the 2010 supplement. So section one is employment status, employment history, and work organization. So as I mentioned, some of the employment status, employment history data comes from the core questions. So we'll be able to build on that and ask some follow-up questions about work organization to learn more about the person's position. Exposures, back in 1988, they asked a lot about respiratory and dermal and musculoskeletal exposures. This time we're focusing on psychosocial exposures, work environment, and we're working with some other groups within NIOSH to get some more questions specially funded, including personal protective technology by the National Personal Protective Technology Lab, and possibly respiratory exposures by the Respiratory Disease Group at NIOSH. And then the conditions that we're going to ask questions about, in addition to what's asked on the core, include the common work-related conditions of back pain, hand discomfort, particularly carpal tunnel syndrome, respiratory disease, particularly work-related asthma, hearing difficulty, and dermatitis. And then we're trying to add some questions on work-relatedness of the conditions in Section 3, which I'll show you what kind of questions those are. So the topics that will be repeated from 1988 that we can compare to the previous data include the back pain, hand pain, asthma, hearing loss. Occupational injuries I have starred here because actually since 1988, that has been added to the core. So the NHIS core asks questions about injuries in the family core, and then for people who have been injured, they get the information about whether that happened at work or not. So we don't actually have occupational injury questions built into the supplement. We're also hoping to get respiratory and dermal exposures and dermatitis, depending on funding. Proposed new topics include work organization, psychosocial exposures, and we're also hoping if we have room, we can do payment sources for treatment of occupational injuries and illnesses, and that will be based on the BRFSS workers' comp module that some of the states have done, some of the questions that were there. So just to give you an example of the type of question that we're thinking about asking for work arrangement, and this is one that we've talked a lot about and we're still open to suggestions for the categories here. So which of the following best describes your work arrangement in the job? And this is to get at contractors and people who are paid by temporary agencies, kind of who have contingent work and not just regular permanent employees. But we've recently decided that we should add a separate question on the permanency of your job arrangement because we don't necessarily get that with the same question here. And then the work-relatedness questions. So for the people who report conditions that are commonly work-related, like back pain, asthma, we'll ask them, do you think this problem could have been caused by your work? And secondly, have you been told by a medical professional that this problem could be or probably was work-related? So two different measures of subjective work-relatedness that we're looking at. So expected outputs. So the health supplement survey instrument will be administered in 2010 during the calendar year. So NCHS will publish a publicly available data set online in 2011 that anybody can use, any of you can use. And communication products, we hope, will be developed by NIOSH and our partners to disseminate the key findings. So just to end with the cost and potential partners, the original draft supplement that we came up with and presented to NCHS, they said would average about 6 to 7 minutes to administer and cost about $2.7 million. We have been able so far to secure $1 million from the NIOSH NORA funding program. But NCHS has reserved 4 minutes for us. Right now we can pay for 2 of those minutes. So if anybody has any ideas for how we can pay for 2 more minutes, we're definitely open to that. Although we are getting some supplemental funding still from within NIOSH, from the specific divisions and labs, so that will cover part of it. And we have approached a lot of potential external partners, and mostly what we're learning from that is that there are a lot of people that are interested and supportive, and some of them may be able to contribute money, but right now is, of course, a hard time to be asking people for money. But we're open to other ideas, so if you have any suggestions about potential other funding sources. And also, if you would like to look at the draft supplement and give any feedback about the content, please contact either myself or my supervisor, Jeff Calvert, at NIOSH.
We're going to hold most discussion for the after everyone presents, but if there's a short question on just kind of technical questions, we can handle that now for Sarah.
It's just more of a comment than much of a question. I would just make sure that you're careful. I'm working with some work-related asthma questions on prison, and there's definitely a lot of confusion about when you ask whether something is work-related. A lot of people think it's work exacerbated asthma. They won't necessarily attribute it to work. There's a lot of confusion between causation of asthma and causation of asthma symptoms. So I would just be cautioning you from my
Okay, yeah, that's good. And we are working with our colleagues in Division of Respiratory Disease Studies, and it looks like the questions about work-relatedness of asthma are going to be a little bit different from the generic work-relatedness questions, because we definitely want to get at work exacerbated asthma, too.
One of the ideas of the survey, you know, there's always been the problem that you don't have enough cases of any one thing to be able to look at, and that's been one of the limitations of it. But one of the other interesting ideas we're exploring is using the survey as a way of getting controls for studies that we're doing of cases that are admitted to the trauma center. So one of the potential ways, and it really is a way of getting good background exposure information on risks and hazards in the population, which you then could use with some other studies. And that might be another way of thinking about what you can collect.
Oh, that's good.
Would you like to find that?
We're back. Yeah, that's the problem.
Take one more question. Yeah.
The AHIS and the patients are work related to the injury. That's the 3 months recall period. I just wonder, in the news, if we attach the new module to the existing survey, when you want to estimate the annual injury rate, how do you
Yeah, we have talked about that some, and actually on the core NHIS survey, for different conditions, they use different recall periods depending on, you know, the nature of the condition, and they've done some, I mean, I think maybe some of you have done some work on the recall period that's the best to use for injuries. But in general, for the things like the back pain, the repeated trauma things, the hand discomfort, we're asking about a year's period. And we talked about whether we should add questions to the supplement to ask about occupational injuries within a year's period. But I think what's been shown with that is that there just isn't that great a yield by going back that far because of recall.
Okay, we'll take one more. Looking
at the inquiry charts for SAT, are you going to wait? Are you going to use what kind of supplements are you planning to use? Things.